Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. I love that song. I can't get enough of it. Woo. I love it. Hey guys, welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. I want to say something real quick before I get started. You know, Saturday, I don't usually broadcast on Saturday, okay? I usually go Monday through Friday, and sometimes I don't do that. But I Friday through Monday through Friday, and then this past Saturday, I had a guest on the show, and she had a big show. I was surprised about the audience that we had on Saturday, because like I said, I don't do a Saturday show. You know, unless I may be on the beach or something, I may do a special Saturday show. But other than that, I don't do a Saturday show. But we had over 4,000 listeners on Saturday morning, and that was a great show. So I appreciate all you guys that listen in online. I know you guys are my biggest audience. But at the same time, you know, I like people to call in on their cell phones and listen to the show. And again, touch one if you want to talk to me about what's going on with the show, okay? Or if you want to be on the show one day, or if you want to hear something on the show, okay? Okay, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, excuse me. So, today's been a weird day. You know, earlier it was, well, I was out of town. I was in West Point, Georgia. And when I left there, it was sunny. But when I got closer to home, the clouds were moving in. It started getting real dreary. You know, I'm usually upbeat and ready when I get home. You know what I'm saying? But today, you know, as I got closer to home, it was dreary and all this stuff. And then I'm working on a project in my backyard. So of course, with the rain, I can't do it. Okay, so that's throwing me back a day. I'm trying to have everything ready by Sunday. I'm going to put together something to do at the house for some friends on Sunday. And I'm trying to get a couple of projects done before they show up on Sunday. So, I should be able to do it, okay? Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and voice your opinion on today's topic. Now, today's episode is titled, I'm jumping ahead of myself, and I'm sorry. We got plenty of time. I don't know why I'm stumbling and bumbling and moving fast. I guess I got a million things going on in my brain. Okay, let me get back on task. Okay, today's word of the day is Repung, or it looks like it says pronunciation of it, repung, okay, R-E-P-U-G-N, repung, okay, and the definition of repung is, it's a verb, okay, it's to contend against or oppose, I repung, okay. repugn. Repugn means you're standing against something or you oppose something. A friend of mine at work today said that one of the senators or something spoke out and said he's gonna pray to God that he kill all NRA members. Can you believe that? Man, it's some bad stuff in the water in America. You know, it's some bad stuff in the water in America. I mean, you know, we killing each other. We calling each other all kinds of names. We don't like each other. You know, and things are just getting out of hand. And it's hard to stand, you know, because we got a great country, and then it's just, things that just seem like they're crumbling all around us. But we continue to go to work, and we continue to try to make money to survive and to be all that we can be. But it's tough when people are against you. It's tough when a lot of people are against you. You know, it's tough being a man in America. Okay? And then it's tougher being a black man in America. Okay? But you continue to go. You continue to do. And if you educate yourself and read some books and get into some type of news or something like that, then you'll push even further ahead. Okay? Today's topic, guys. Do men want a woman? That is easy. Do men want a woman? That is easy. And let me clarify this now. What I mean by easy is that, hey, what's tonight? Tuesday night? We going out Tuesday night. And I'm with a couple of my buddies. And we just going to this spot to hang out. And, you know, on the way, the guys in the car, they're talking about, man, I'm going to try to meet me one tonight. I hope it's some women up in here tonight. I'm going to try to meet me one tonight. We just going to chill, you know what I'm saying? So we go up in the spot and see some women, right? And you connect with one, right? Y'all might dance a little bit, back and forth. And then y'all sit down and talk. Have a couple of drinks. Hey, invite her back to your place. She agreed. Right? She agreed. So she come with you, come back to your place, and y'all sit down, y'all talk, you know, got some music going, and, you know, you laying down your thing. You with me? Because that's how guys are. Right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's how we are. Right? Now, we kind of one track right now. At this point, we kind of one track. And I know some women out there. I know a lot of women out there listening to the show. But at this point, a man, you know, a real straight man, he's straight on point. Hey, he got blinders on. All he can see is what's coming next. Y'all with me? So he, you know, we talking and this and that. He telling you everything you want to hear. Talking to my daughter too. He telling you everything you want to hear in your ear. You laughing over there, you know. You hitting him on the shoulder. Next thing y'all kissing and hugging. All right? And so then y'all go and y'all have, you know, y'all have sex together. It's the same night now. It's the same night. You know, you might have met him at 10. It might be after midnight. So you technically you could say it's 2 days, but you've known him for 2 days. But, So y'all having sex. And that's, to me, that's that same night, right? That's an easy woman. See, do men want that? As a man, I didn't want that. Okay, when I was in search of my woman that I wanted to spend my life with, right? I was in search of a real woman. And not saying they're not real women, but they are real women. But that's not one that we'll want to stay with. Now, she may, you know, she may have done some things to make you want to come back. But, you know, you're like, okay, I'm probably won't talk to her no more till Friday. And between Tuesday and Friday, she probably done slept with somebody else. Y'all with me? That's an easy woman. Cause she do the club a lot, she do the spot a lot, and you know, if she went out and slept with you, she'll go out and sleep with somebody else if she attracted to him at all. So that's an easy woman. Men don't want that. I mean, you know, you'll do that just to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're at that point where, you know, you need to begin with a woman, then, yeah, hey, you know, when you thumb through your little black book, you find that one right there. I'm going to call her. Yeah, I can hook up with her tonight. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. So, you know, hey, that's not bad, but that's not who we want, right? We don't want a woman that's going to, you know, jump into bed that first night. We want one that we can chase. Hey, you got to take her to the movie and dinner every once in a while, and we need to go, you know, do something. We need to go camping together, hiking together, anything you can think of. Go walk in the park together, you know, whatever. So that's the one you want, because you're not thinking that she out there sleeping around every other night, going home with the same guy. And please, ladies and gentlemen, please protect yourself at all times. Okay? Y'all know what I mean. Protect yourself. And so we don't want a woman like that. We want a real woman that we can chase, that we can take home to mama, because I'm telling you, the way my mom was, you know, I hope my wife not listening, but I brought her, you know, way back when I was high school, you know what I'm saying? I brought a couple of girls to the house to meet mom. And she started getting on me. She was like, man, don't continue to bring these girls around me unless you're serious about one of them. And then you only bring her. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one you want to take to mama. Okay? Show mama what you got. And she'll probably approve. Mine did. Y'all with me? But I had to narrow it down to one that I could take over and over and over again around the family. See, we don't want one that's easy because that easy one, she not the one that mama is going to like. Mama might chew her nose up out there and be like, hey, son, let me talk to you for a sec. She take him in the back, take you in the back, and say, hey, hey, mom, what's up, what's up? You need to get her out of here because she not what we're looking for. Right? You know? And mama tell you straight up. She ain't going to bite her tongue at all. Tell you straight up. So that's it. But we don't want an easy one. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I didn't want an easy woman, like I said. But guys out there, there are the easy ones. Y'all jump on them. You know, hey, you got to be taken care of. They got to be taken care of. But protect yourself. Okay? Protect yourself. All right? And because, you know, me, I wouldn't want to kiss on this girl that I just met a couple hours ago at the spot. But y'all at home, at your place, you got her at your place, and, you know, and y'all touching this stuff. So, you know, that's not good either. You want to get to know this girl before you start, you know, kissing and touching. She might look good, dog, but you need to get to know her. Y'all with me? So don't, you know, don't do that kissing thing. Don't get into that. You know, hey, right? Somebody cut me off, you know, telling me to, you know, they doing the neck side, you know, where you cut your neck out. They telling me to stop, but it's real. It's real. It's 100%. I tell you guys, straight up, my experience. So, you know, you don't want a woman like that. Get you a real woman that's going to, you know, she gonna help pay the bills. You know, she gonna take care of you. You're going to take care of her. Y'all live happily ever after. Pow. A lot of people don't now. A lot of people can't get along too long together. They thought they could, but started living together. And, you know, that's a great segue into my next thing is that once they start living together, then they go on and get married right off the bat. They don't spend any time getting to know each other. Okay, and that's what I'm drafting this book about, is take your time, do the process, go through the process of picking a nice woman and kind of getting to know her, being friends with her, being lovers with her, you know, get to know her. And the way you get to know her is once y'all become engaged. After you've gone out a while, once you become engaged, then, hey, find a place together. Start cohabitating like married people. Start doing the things that married people do. Then you'll find out who she is, and she'll find out who you are. Okay? They'll find out, and you'll find out. But if you can live with her, or if you can live with him, with his faults and with her faults, okay, then, hey, y'all are good. Stay together a while, maybe about a year. Bam, hey, go on and get your marriage license and all that stuff and tie the knot. right? Tied or not. And so that's, you know, that's my thing. Because, you know, we don't want the easy women. Because you might be out with your boys, and your boys might say, oh, man, she, you know, she out there. You know, a lot of people say she a freak. Oh, man, that girl right there, she a freak. So you don't want that one. Y'all with me? You don't want that one. You know, you may, like I said, you may want to be a part of it, guys, to take care of yourself, but that's not the one for you to take home to mama and show off to the family. Okay? And that's all I got to say about that. Hey, tomorrow's going to be a big day. Tomorrow's Wednesday. It's hump day, as you call it, right? I got to work Saturday, but it's hump day, as you call it, and we climbing over the top of that mountain, and now we're pedaling down the other side. We're getting ready to pedal down the other side. This time tomorrow, we'll be pedaling. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the way down the mountain, right? So, as you're pedaling down the mountain, you know, you're going into Thursday and you're going on into Friday. So we're on the other side of the hump. And that's why they call it hump day. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I've had a great time. Hope you did. Do men want a woman that is easy? No, we don't. Who want an easy woman? I don't want no easy woman. Tell me to go somewhere. Tell me to get out of here. Hey, take care, guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. See ya.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on. By phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman? Take